Good afternoon. It is 3:31, October 22nd, 2024. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. And would you start off with us joining me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. So regarding opening comments, I'll just say that in the last couple weeks since our last meeting, nice opportunities to attend the Western Dakota Energy Association a week and a half ago, and then the North Dakota Association of Counties meetings yesterday. So thank you to Jeff Simon and Aaron Burst for those invitations. And it was just a lot of really good, I thought, productive interaction with those folks. Sometimes in a hearing, there can be disagreement between our authority versus local authority. And then that's the last interaction the person thinks of. But it was nice meeting and visiting with a whole lot of folks that gave me pretty positive feedback on the work that the PSC does. So I felt good about that. So that concludes my opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I had the opportunity to be in Fargo to chair the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. We had a board meeting and did some planning there. But the big thing was this last week with the autonomous truck conference that was here in Bismarck to see the advancement on what's going on there. There was some good coverage in the Bismarck Tribune. So thank you, Joey Harris, for attending and reporting on that. I also attended more socially the Association of Counties reception and got to do some networking there too with some of the county commissioners and hearing what's going on in their areas. So some good opportunities.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Exciting updates from you guys. I don't have any opening comments.
Okay, we'll move right into the business part. We have five items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those five items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and then for the regular agenda, I move the commission adopt the order on eligible telecommunications carrier designation and Global Connection Incorporated of America designated eligible carrier application, case number PU-24-288.
Second.
I think this is the last one in our case files at this point. But on July 3rd, Global Connection of America, who are doing business as Stand Up Wireless, which is a Georgia corporation with principal offices in Florida, filed an application for designation as an ETC for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support for low-income consumers under federal law. This designation is also known as Lifeline-only ETC. Stand Up proposes to provide their Lifeline services to eligible customers as a commercial mobile radio service carrier throughout every telephone exchange in North Dakota. On July 23rd, we issued a notice of opportunity for hearing, and no comments or requests for hearing were received. And the notice did state that we can determine the matter without a formal hearing. So on September 11th, we held an informal hearing. We learned that Stand Up is currently authorized as a wireless ETC in 36 states plus Puerto Rico. They'll offer plan options, including 1,000 anytime minutes, unlimited text messages, and a 4.5 gigabyte data at no cost to eligible non-tribal Lifeline customers, and a tribal option with unlimited anytime minutes, unlimited text messages, and a 6.5 gigabit data at no cost to an eligible tribal Lifeline customer. So offer all the customers a free handset and SIM card. They're seeking lifeline-only support from the low-income mechanism of the Federal Universal Service Fund. They do not seek support from the high-cost support mechanism. And since StandUp is a CMRS provider, it does not have an official telephone directory in North Dakota, and so they requested a waiver from that requirement. So this order, as drafted, designates Global Connection Incorporated of America as an eligible telecommunications carrier for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support for low-income consumers, and the designated service area consists of all study areas in North Dakota, and it also grants a waiver of the requirements regarding the publication of the telephone directory.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now, Matt, we'll get to your work. I move the commission initiate case number AM-24-353 for the 2025 Bichler-Valva Phase 3 AML project for reclamation of abandoned mine lands and Public Service Commission 2025 Bichler-Valva Phase 3 AML project case number AM-24-353.
Second.
So this Bichler-Valva Phase 3 project involves backsloping and backfilling about 2,900 feet of dangerous high wall on an abandoned surface coal mine. The site is about 10 miles southwest of Valva up in Ward County. The 80-acre abandoned mine site is characterized by steep eroding high walls about 35 feet high. The proposed work is planned in two phases. There would be a tree removal phase beginning in December and should be complete by March of next spring, and a construction phase between May and November of next year. The construction work involves backsloping and backfilling the high walls with earthen material from adjacent spoil piles. Affected areas will be reseeded with locally adapted grass species native to western North Dakota, and erosion and sedimentation will obviously be controlled. The estimated cost of this project is $1.9 million, a lot of money to fix this up and make it productive again. But the AML division has the funds to complete this project as designated and recommends initiation, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And I move the commission initiate case number AM-24-354 for the 2025 exploratory drilling project for reclamation of abandoned mine lands and Public Service Commission 2025 exploratory drilling AML project, case number AM-24-354.
Second.
So the exploratory drilling part will locate and characterize underground mine workings beneath public roads and other infrastructure near New Salem. For those of you who are familiar out there, if you drive off the interstate and kind of, you know, there's some businesses along the road and you get to where the old part of New Salem really started, there's a Senex station there and a road running west that was the old Highway 10 that was the east-west highway of North Dakota before Interstate 94 was built. There's a couple blocks of development there in New Salem, and then is the end of town, but there's been development starting out there, and that's where that old abandoned mine is. Our maps indicate it being a ways south of the highway, so it shouldn't really be any problem based on the old maps from about 100 years ago. However, there are indications that that mine went farther north and up,
wow,
possibly to, and I don't know, maybe even beyond that highway and possibly going off into town. And so this is a serious project. You know, New Salem is a very significant community. There's some nice development area over there on the south side of the big hill. And I think this is really an important project. Work is expected to be conducted between January and August of next year with an estimated cost of about $650,000. The ML division, again, has funds to complete this project as designated and recommends initiation, as do I.
It's also the location of one of the most significant summer music festivals in North Dakota.
Other side of the hill, but maybe we'll find out the mine site goes over.
That would be terrible to have those grounds caving in with all those people on them.
I don't think it goes that far, but who knows? Important investigation here. And yes, that is a very cool festival out there in New Salem, and I'm just amazed over the years how that took off from kind of a small town wild-eyed dream of some folks,
and it's
really exploded into a monster it's event fun. Every year.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio. I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhoffert.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Alternative Energy Allocation Methodology, application case number PU-24-99.
Second.
So on May 6th, MDU filed an application regarding its fuel and purchase power adjustment using E-8760 cost allocation. So on the 8th, we did issue a notice of opportunity for hearing. No comments were received. Then on August 28th, we did hold an informal meeting to discuss the application with MDU. And this informal and their submission of this application resulted from their rate case, electrical rate case, PU-22-194, where we as a commission approved the settlement agreement that provided that within 9 months, MDU file with the commission an application regarding its fuel and purchase power cost rider that provides information about an alternative allocation option. So what MDU was using, currently utilizes, is two rates, a primary and a secondary allocation in its fuel and purchase power adjustment rate 4058. And during the rate case, we did have an intervener that asked for this allocation review based on their current methodology, and they were not taking into consideration how hourly load shapes cost the causation. So when they looked at this, MDU had to expand its rate class, had to add 4 additional rate classes. They were just using like the 2 flat. And when they did, they used the 2016 data to determine the following. And breaking out the rate classes and the expansion, they did see that the 2 rate classes, the residential and small general, would see an increase. And when reviewing this during our informal, looking at the 2016 data and looking at the expansion of the rate classes, we determined that more analysis would be needed during this time to better understand the overall impact on utilizing the E-8760 allocation method and performing that analysis. We did agree with that. So the conclusion is that the commission orders that MDU shall file analysis using the E-8760 allocator methodology concurrent with its next electrical rate case. So therefore, looking at their current methodology that they're using, the 2 rate class, and then looking at this new allocation and looking at further data in their next rate case, hopefully they will submit both analysis of that. And I support that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission reduce the application fee to $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in MDU's electric service agreement, APLD amendment approval, case number PU-24-332.
Second.
On November 5th, MDU filed an application for approval of an amendment to the electric service agreement. The commission approved on May 23rd, 2024, between Applied Digital Corporation and MDU. The amendment modifies select provisions of the agreement, which Applied is taking service from MDU under MDU's high-density contracted demand response rate 45 schedule. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting the hearing. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by December 3, 2024. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the rates and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company transmission facility cost recovery rates, case number PU-24-336.
Second.
On September 16th, Otter Tail filed an annual update under its transmission facility cost rider tariff. The proposed rates for 2025 include the cost of six new transmission projects and updated costs from previously approved transmission projects. It also includes updated MISO and SPP revenues and expenses and a true-up amount from the current rate. Otter Tail also proposes to remove the wholesale revenue credit and instead include a true-up on MISO schedules 7, 8, 9 from base rates. This will result in a decrease from the residential customers using 1,000 megawatt per month, which would be reflected of 96 cents per month. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by December 3rd, 2024. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the rates and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company renewable resource cost recovery 2025 rates, case number PU-24-341.
Second.
On September 20th, NSP has filed a request to approve for approval of its 2025 renewable energy rider. And this rider would be applied to all energy billed to each customer effective January 1st, 2025. The rate would remain at 2.2 cents per kilowatt. As a result, this rate is not changing. There was, when doing their analysis from the 2024 revenue requirement to 2025, it was less than approximately around $100,000. So that's why we're seeing no change. However, those interested, persons desiring a hearing on this no change, can still file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by December 6th, and if deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the rates and reduce the application fee to $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company transmission facility cost recovery 2025 5 raids, case number PU-24-349.
Second.
On October 3rd, NSP filed its annual update to its transmission rider tariff. The proposed rate for 2025 includes a cost of 5 new transmission projects, including 4 MISO long-term long-range transmission planning projects, updated costs for previously approved projects, updated MISO and SPP revenue and expenses, and a true-up amount from the current rate. The increase for the residential customers using 750 kilowatt per month would be 62 cents per month. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 3rd, 2024, and if deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Okay. Regarding announcements, the only announcement I have is to point out that our next commission meeting is not on a Wednesday. Another one like today that's not the kind of the more normal time. The next meeting is Thursday, November 7th at 1 o'clock. So again, not only a Thursday instead of a Wednesday, but it's 1 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. That's the only announcement that I think is meriting highlighting and at all close. Before I would recess to take questions from the press, let me just ask, I'm showing nothing on our admin agenda. This being a special meeting, we can't really add to discussion matters or consent matters, but is there anything on scheduling that either of you had to add?
No.
Well, then we won't be reconvening for an admin hearing or meeting. And so with that, we will just stand adjourned and take questions from the press. But this meeting is adjourned.